Maybe I could. I don't know. Maybe not. No, it's too soon.
Too soon. Yeah. That's your income.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard her word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's
Canada's Jordan Davis, and when I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home in my tight. I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here. Smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He lets you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse. But right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. Sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't.
ain't tell no, I ain't to take you home, I'm mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
New Country 93.5. Let's get into
another edition of this. What would you say if you were here? How would you handle
this? So how would you handle this socially awkward situation?
Melissa's dad is spending a ton of time with Melissa's son, so you know, quality granddad grandson time, which is great. Melissa's super happy about it, but it's what the grandfather is kind of exposing the son to that Melissa's a bit worried about.
So how would you handle that coming up?
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her playing with the flame on her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Spot in that first church parking lot, or hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up, damn holy smoke. We come running back, and we pick up where we left off the night before. She said, I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them open doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot.
Boring. Tell your smart speaker to play New Country 93.5 Toronto. You can thank us later.
8 a.m. on a downtown train. I would have walked up and asked your name. Midnight in a crowded room. I would have had to come talk to you. Anywhere, I don't care. Forever's got to start somewhere. Dance floor of a dive bar. You would have walked by and stole my heart. Summer night at a county fair, I would have stopped in my tracks instead. Not have known right then and there, forever's gotta start somewhere.
This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here. You'll call it crazy, but I think we'll make it. Forever's gotta start somewhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere.
I buy your drink at 2-for-1 on a Tuesday? How can a good thing start this way? Well, it could end up anywhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere.
This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here.
But it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here.
This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here.
But it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here.
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
How would you handle this? What would you say if you were here? How would you handle this?
Well, let's get into another edition of How Would You Handle This?
This is from Melissa. Melissa says, my son is 12. He's been spending a lot of time with my dad lately, which I love. However, my dad is very old school in, you know, the way that he thinks. He uses language, which Melissa thinks is a little bit questionable.
Right.
Plus, her son's at a pretty impressionable age, right? So Melissa's wondering, how should I handle this? Like, should I talk to my son about it and give him the heads up about, hey, granddad is a little
watch him.
Yeah. Or should she go directly to the source and chat with her dad about it?
So it sounds like there's no dad involved here, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
That's why I think the emphasis of granddad being there is so great.
Yes.
To have a father figure-esque for her son.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, because of that, and I'm making that assumption, but it sounds like that's where we're leaning to. And that's important because you don't want to upset granddad.
No.
Right? You just don't, because this is such a great bonding opportunity for her son.
And especially, it seems like the grandfather's helping out quite a bit too, which you definitely don't want to lose when you're raising a kid.
So, and it is very sweet. I mean, it's super, super sweet. As a parent, there's nothing better than seeing your parent create a bond with your child, right? That is, that's super special. But at the same time, I can appreciate where she's coming from because, times have changed.
Times change. It's, totally.
And we're talking two generations. And the time in that span is drastically changed.
Yes.
Like drastically changed.
Right.
The way that granddad raised Melissa is different than she's raising her son.
Absolutely.
Everything from discipline to the how you talk, how
outside
you treat
influences.
People. Yeah, like D all the above.
Yeah.
So, man. There's two ways of, I think, looking at this. One, it's an opportunity to talk to, for Melissa, her dad, for a parent to parent versus child to dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dad, you're a parent, obviously. I'm a parent now. There's some things that we should talk about.
Yeah, like you're on an equal playing field. That is a nice bonding experience for Melissa and her dad.
Instead of saying, child to father.
Right.
It's parent to parent.
Mm-hmm.
Saying all of that, I think that's tough. I think you probably go over to the kid, your 12-year-old, and say, okay, so granddad, awesome, love him.
He's keep hanging out with him.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you should know. He uses foul language.
the way he talks about other people and other cultures, that's not what we do here.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's keep it between the lines. Let's talk about fishing and sports.
Yes.
And see where that goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I think that's wise. I don't know if this is the best way to look at older influences in people's lives, but sometimes you can't change them.
Yeah.
You really can't. The way that they feel is the way that they're going to feel.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know if it would do a lot of good with Melissa chatting with her dad about it. He's maybe just very set in his ways, and that's all that's going to happen. So, yeah, I think you got to go to the son more than anything.
And there you do run a risk, too, of upsetting granddad.
Of course you do.
So I guess I'm not good enough for the son anymore.
Yeah,
I guess my old ways don't work. Like,
what is going on with this world? Yeah.
I'm not wokey enough, apparently. No, it's just woke, Dad, but...
but not, you're right.
Yeah, you're not woke. Wokey's not a thing.
No.
It's not. And if you said Wookiee, that would be part of the Star Wars trilogy.
I was
but
thinking that too.
You're not even Wookiee. I'm like, no, okay, you stop saying that.
Tonight, I'm at a boat to the list. 93.5 Interrupted Cash Cow has been butting into everybody's business all over Toronto. I mean, nobody's complaining. She has a way of brightening your day with her moolah.
Kathy, you are caller 9.
Yay! That's awesome.
Josh, tell me, what are you going to do with $500 in your bank account?
Oh, I'm going to pay some bills.
I think I would treat my husband and wife to a nice dinner.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
Woo! Thank you so much. So happy.
Don't miss your chance to corral some cash. When you hear the Interrupting Cash Cow stampede over one of your favorite songs, call 416-872-2935 and you could be our next $500 winner.
Yay!
You don't even have to tip her for her efforts. Honestly, don't do it. She hates cow tippers. Head to newcountry935.com to find out what songs she's grazing towards next. The Interrupting Cash Cow. New Country 93.5.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills. And make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park. With a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Get ready to discover your future at Centennial College's Spring Open House. Saturday, April 26th, you're invited to explore all Centennial campuses and learning sites. Find out about programs and services, speak with faculty and staff, and get info on financial aid, scholarships, and more. Discover how Centennial can help you build a future that works for you. Register today at centennialcollege.ca. Don't just get an education. Get ready to thrive at Centennial College.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Easter is almost upon us. Hop over to your local Metro to take advantage of a host of fresh savings to celebrate the season. Like Red Grill Prime Rib Roast, perfect for hosting and roasting. Only $8.99 per pound. Or raspberries, just $2.88 each. Celebrate a great Easter with these great offers. Only until April 16th. Don't forget, you'll earn Mwah points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Markham's frontline workers are being pushed too far. Low pay, poor schedules, no fair deal. They plow snow, fix roads, and run key city programs. But Mayor Scarpetian Council still aren't listening. It's time to act. Email Mayor Scarpetian and your counselor. Demand fairness now for the workers who keep our city running. Visit qp905.com/support-markham-workers. These workers show up for us. Now they need us to show up for them. Don't wait. Our city's workers need your voice today. Thank you from QP905.
SportCheck's Big Brand Sale is on now. Take 20 to 40% off the top brands in sport, including Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Cobra Golf, Wilson, and more. Sale ends April 23rd. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details. Some exclusions may apply.
A no-obligation appraisal, even if you don't purchase from us. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
To the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs, and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans, and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did you move? Working, did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nerves come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten.
New Country 93.5. We are in the middle of How Would You Handle with Melissa and trying to figure out, should she talk to her dad or should she go to her son first?
Yeah, the problem is the granddad in this situation, you know, he's kind of old school. So some of his thoughts and viewpoints are old school.
Old school.
And Melissa's just not really sure how to handle that whole thing.
Dying in that small town, dreamed of heading southbound. So I hitched down I-65. I climbed into her Trans Am, an hour below Birmingham. She was headed home and I was there for the ride. Started talking nonsense, she was laughing at my accent. Wound up on the Alabama shore. Oh, there was magic in the night air, a girl freeze in her blonde hair. That's what my soul's searching for. Southern moonlight, southern daughter. She led me down to the water. As we lay on that cool white sand, I was born again in Dixieland. We drank from a mason jar underneath a blanket of stars. I said, do you believe this was meant to be? She told me, well, I believe in front porch swings, the songs that the crickets sing, and I believe you belong down here with me. Summer moonlight, southern daughter. She led me down to the water. As we lay on that cool white sand, well, I was born again in Dixieland. Twilight fade there by the ocean waves, and it made me feel at home. Well, I knew I'd found my place, lost in her embrace. I was baptized in her arms. Summer moonlight, southern daughter. She led me down to the water. As we lay on that cool white sand, I was born again. Summer moonlight, southern daughter. She led me down to the water. As we lay on that cool white sand, I was born again in Dixieland. In Dixieland,
new music, plays now.
Hey, World Dominion, here's our new song, Coming Home.
On New Country.
I've been so many miles, I done forgot how long I've been gone. I've worn a hole right through my soul in both the shoes I got on. I ran the streets, I shot the breeze, I've seen the world, but found out my ragged heart's still on a string that's tied to you. And I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Pick out your best dress, leave it on the floor. I'm coming in hot, baby, can't wait no more. Yeah, so baby, leave the light on and let your hair down. I'm your midnight rider, it won't be long now. Been driving all night, so can you bar the door? Gonna hold you tight, so hold the phone. Gonna kiss you like I'm coming home. Candle in the window waiting, burning for me. I'm turning home, I'll turn you on as soon as I turn the key. Your gravity is pulling me, you're all I need. I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Yeah, this old highway is throwing me. Yeah, there's a million wide roads.
It's New Country 93.5.
How would you handle this? What would you say if you were here?
If you just popped in, we are in the middle of another How Would You Handle This?
And it's a bit of a touchy situation. Melissa says her son is 12. He's been spending a lot of time with her dad lately, so his grandfather, which she loves. It's great. However, dad is the grandfather's a little bit old school in some of the language he uses and the way that he talks. And Melissa's wondering, you know, do I talk to my son about, you know, just take some of what he says with a grain of salt, maybe? Or should I talk to my father about it and be like, hey, knock off some of what you're saying to the kid?
You know, it's I think that this is really tough because my initial reaction is go to the son and don't upset your dad.
Yeah, because you want that support.
Sure you do.
You want the grandfather there for sure.
But at the same time, being a 12-year-old boy once upon a time with, and I think Melissa's a single mom, and that's what I'm reading into because it doesn't sound like dad's around.
Right.
Or her partner. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to upset dad because of her dad, grandpa.
Yeah.
Because you want to have that male influence. But at the same time, being a single mom, trying to coordinate a 12-year-old boy is tricky.
That's like herding cats.
Yeah, like all sorts of things is going on.
Yeah, and granddad may not change. You know, like it may be a waste of energy to try and get granddad to change some of his viewpoints, right?
And then trying to get your kid at 12 years old to listen to you yet another time on something that he doesn't probably want to listen to you on. That's also a little tricky.
Yeah, Melissa is definitely caught between a rock and a hard place.
So, but I think given the two situations, I think I'm with Sash on this one. I think I would try the kid first. Mm-hmm. I think I'd try the son first and see where that goes.
And go at it softly, obviously.
Yeah, let's keep the topics pretty clean. You know, let's not talk about relationships just yet. How about fishing? Can we talk about fishing?
Talk about how you're doing in school. Little things like that.
Who's your favorite hockey team?
Yeah.
Let's keep it.
What's your favorite color?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, and see how that goes. I don't know. This is a tough one. Okay. So you, I love this. You want to remain anonymous because you say that this is an unpopular opinion and we'll go for it. Okay. Go mystery lady. What is it?
I'm just going to say that the world needs more personalities like granddad.
Yeah.
So it's just maybe not a bad thing if he spends time with him and just let him be.
Okay, so how so, though? Like, explain that.
Rough around the edges and just how they were way back when.
Okay, it's like a splash of nostalgia, kind of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess,
don't want to get in trouble.
Well, I know, because this is tough on the sense that we don't know exactly what granddad's saying. We can assume a couple of the shades.
Sure.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think life was simpler and more straightforward way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the views were a bit more holistic.
Yeah.
And I just think we could use that nowadays.
And it is a good opportunity for Melissa to share whether or not you agree or disagree with what Grandpa is saying. There's different views in the world, and that's just how it is.
I got an old half pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke them now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
There's a little more room in my chest of yours. I got a fist-sized mark in my bedroom door. I got half a mind to probably more to cover up this old tattoo.
I got a hole in my heart. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019. Don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue. But I got no happy ever after you.
it's too late now. I got memories walking around this house that just won't turn me loose. I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me circling 2019, don't know why I can't do it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy Texas, and you know you left it. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy.
New country.
New country. 93.5.
It's Noodle Fest at Mandarin, and we're serving up something new and exciting. Savor the flavors of international noodle favorites like Korean Japchae, Pad Thai, Soba Noodle Salad, and Sweet Chili Udon, all added to our dine-in buffet with select items available for takeout and delivery, but only until May 4th while supplies last. Make your reservation to enjoy Noodle Fest at Mandarin today.
A celebration of taste, Mandarin.
Zero. That is the only number you need to remember when thinking Can-Am Off-Road ATV or side-by-side. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking for the best deal of the season, then look no further than a Can-Am model. Right now, enjoy financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months or savings of up to $3,000 off a new Can-Am Off-Road model. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and see us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
Walking on a Cloud presents Proudly Canadian, Perfectly Comfortable, featuring Lori Vella.
Canadians know the value of quality and comfort. At Walking on a Cloud, we carry top brands like New Balance, Birkenstock, Blundstone, Vessi, and FitFlop because the perfect pair of shoes makes all the difference. Fine footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned and operated since 1959.
Walking on a Cloud. I'm Mark Carney. I know people are anxious right now. President Trump has created a crisis. Well, I've led people through crises my entire career. I've worked with prime ministers from both parties to solve big problems for Canadians. And right now, we're facing the biggest crisis of our lifetimes. And we need serious leadership and a real plan. That's what you'll get if you vote Liberal.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
Easter is almost upon us. Hop over to your local Metro to take advantage of a host of fresh savings to celebrate the season. Like Red Grill Prime Rib Roast, perfect for hosting and roasting. Only $8.99 per pound. Or raspberries, just $2.88 each. Celebrate a great Easter with these great offers. Only until April 16th. Don't forget, you'll earn Mwah points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM.
a Stingray radio station.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From Cool Works ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
Let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie.
You work hard so you can play hard.
I work so much and I work alone.
And we're happy to tag along for the fun.
New Country's always with me, you know?
I love singing along.
New Country.
New Country, 93.5.
One.
sun, swinging red lights, sunburn. We'll come sign, got the truck gas and a six pack at the two pump Texaco. Marquee letters, miss a cricket singing if you listen. One bar for the Carhartt and the John Deere holding up the road. It's just some effing static in the middle of nowhere too. Yeah, but don't let that little map dot fool you. Ain't nothing bigger than this town, better than this Tulane, louder than the crowd in the stands at a home game. 5 mile round, kind of proud that ain't gonna change. Might be small, but hell, don't count us out. Ain't nothing bigger than this town. Everybody's got your back, knows your mom and knows your dad. All cut from the same cloth, can't ask for more than that. It's the people, it's the pride, it's the heart, ain't the size. Never know the driving by. Ain't nothing bigger than this town, better than this Tulane, louder than the crowd in the stands at a home game. 5 mile round, kind of proud that ain't gonna change. Might be small, but hell, don't count us out.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
If you just rolled in, we are in the middle of another How Would You Handle This?
Melissa contacted us. Her son is 12, been hanging around granddad a lot lately, which is great, but granddad has some old school, maybe questionable views, and Melissa doesn't know, should I talk to my grandpa or my father about this, or talk to my son about some of what's being said?
Justin, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I just heard the last person that called in, and they're not wrong in the old school values should be coming back. I think we've gotten a little too woke. But I do think she should approach her dad first, because she goes at the kid and says, hey, you know, your granddad and you, like, when you talk about this, like, maybe politely say that this is inappropriate. But then the kid goes to grandpa and says, hey, mom says we're not allowed to talk whatever the subject is.
Yeah.
Now the granddad is upset and offended that his own daughter couldn't approach him about the issue.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a really good point. I didn't think about that.
It's kind of funny how people will get offended by, you know, their own family feeling that they can't even approach them about a subject when it comes to raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to be fairly approachable. It is her dad, so...
Yeah.
Good points.
You know, it's the younger generations that get offended more easily, you know, not to...
Well, I don't know. My mom, Linda, single mom of six kids. Boy, she gets offended quick.
Same with my parents.
And she's 83.
Well, that's because you insulted her cooking.
Well, of course.
That's true.
But do you think I do it to her face?
No, but, you know, you can't keep it a secret when you're on the radio.
Yeah, well, she doesn't listen, thankfully.
She doesn't even know who
she
is.
She thinks I'm a dentist.
Boy, is she disappointed.
But mind you, every time I go back to Edmonton, I have to give her a free checkup, so...
You've got that dollar store kit.
I do, and I drop off some dental floss and a brand new toothbrush for her.
Oh, boy.
Zach Top, when I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone, your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better, things are going my way. I sleep like a baby, I never show up late for work. Say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I met somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going.
the end of the day. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. Oh, and I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. I wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Hey, I'm Cody Johnson, and whenever I'm in Canada, the first thing I do is put my new country on my radio.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna go. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Clark Show.
New Country 93.5.
It ain't cause of my truck. It ain't cause of some George Strait song. Yeah, these blue jeans might be ripped, but that ain't how I bought them. It ain't cause of these boots. I'm sticking out like a damn sore thumb. Anytime I'm anywhere but where I'm from. Why can't city lights just feel like home? I'll tell you if you really want to know. Why I gotta watch the sunrise? Job ain't ever done till it's done right. I'll tell you what makes me cry about a steel guitar. And why I gotta work so hard. Why I'm always saying amen. Just a beer away from a best friend. Why I gotta toss a line when I see a lake. And why I'm always praying for rain. Ask me why you're the way you are. I grew up on a farm.
It's a bitter like Grandpa. It's a buzz on a Friday night. And it might be a bit of a drive, but just come on down and you'll see why.
Job ain't ever done till it's done right. I'll tell you what makes me cry about a steel guitar. And why I gotta work so hard. Why I'm always saying amen. Just a beer away from a best friend. Why I gotta toss a line when I see a lake. And why I'm always praying for rain. You ask me why you are the way you are. I grew up on a farm. I gotta watch the sunrise. A job ain't ever done till it's done right. And I got acres of reasons why. It's who I'll be till the day I die. I'll still be saying amen. Just a beer away from a best friend. Why I gotta toss a line when I see you late. And why I'm always praying for rain. You ask me why. Stars. I grew up on a farm.
New Country 93.5. This study popped up and I'm a little sus on it because it leans really in favor of guys, and it sounds like some dude put it together.
It sounds like a frat boy study.
Yeah, it sounds really like does. A bunch of buddies got together and say, listen, I can't get together with you guys until probably, gosh, I don't know, another month. I'm like, really? Well, let's put a study together and put an end to that.
Lying here